Seriously, Paul, I do wish this was a vacation. I really think you could use a break from all this scientist work. It's almost as if you've been doing too much science.
Too much science? Is that possible? Seriously, Betty, you know what this meteor could mean to science. If we find it, and it's real, it could mean a lot. It could mean actual advances in the field of science.
No, I know.
Nestled in the bosom of the Rocky Mountains, Brian and Baxter show the desire to defeat stupidity in the face of certain stupidity. Join us now for Warning Radio.
Ranger Brad, I'm a scientist. I don't believe in anything.
All right, we are here. We are ready to rock.
Hello.
So what is the fucking date here? This is like October the 5th. October the 5th. What is Reap going on about?
Oh, you
you know
about his spelling.
A saint is a Lurtz fight. Do you work at Target? A saint is going to trump a minister every day.
Oh yeah, I forgot I'm a saint, huh?
You're not a saint.
Oh,
you're a bishop. You're an archbishop.
I'm an archbishop.
Yeah, which will knock down a minister too. So I don't think there's going to be too much trouble really when it comes to. I'm going to go ahead and.
Guy Incognito selling plasma.
Plasma? What for?
He's got to buy Christmas presents.
I see.
Kind of early for Christmas presents, isn't it?
So I don't know who that was, but I just banned
for
him.
Other bodily fluids than plasma.
So
you just banned somebody because you didn't like their name?
Well, no, I didn't like their name. As a matter of fact, I don't know who it was, but.
Oh, and I'd like to bring up something.
That's you, Dick.
I.
What's that mean?
I just tried.
See, this is why I shouldn't be in the chat room. I just read it on the air.
I just tried logging into the TAPS chat room.
Uh huh.
And even though we're at a completely different location, we're still banned.
Yeah. I wonder if they go off a machine ID or something?
Maybe they're pulling it off of like the MAC address or something.
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking.
You did have a discovery, though, right?
Must be that.
Well, yeah. If you really want to have fun and you're bored, you can log into the TAPS chat room. You can still private message people.
You can
they
private message people, and that's fun. That. Reap, why do you want me to call you chicken shit? I don't understand that. Ooh, I'll kiss you so hard. Okay. Yeah, Rick says, I think they include the MAC address in the algorithm. All right.
Ooh, what are you generating?
I don't know.
In terms of energy, it's all negative.
It really seems to be. And I thought maybe because I thought I was a pretty positive guy.
That's all sorts of news.
Oh yeah,
for
we got
tonight.
News.
Oh news, but I don't have the fancy sound effects hooked up.
I printed up all sorts of stuff today because I knew we didn't have a guest.
Why isn't it hooked
up?
Because I've been too lazy to do it.
God, people.
All right, let's not complain.
I'm going to start at the
don't
back.
Don't read it. It'll just mess you up.
Hang on. Let me see. That's not working.
Okay. So just go ahead with the
This is the back end of a story.
Why is none of this working?
What?
I should be getting like some sounds here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm not getting any sounds.
Okay. Well, either way, this is actually the tail end of a story about these people that were claiming they live in the most haunted house ever.
Right.
But they are their own paranormal team. Christopher, spelled P-H-I-R, and Christelle, C-R-Y-S-T-E-L-L.
Oh, that rocks.
Something tells me that they may be hanging out in the goth crowd a bit.
They might.
Anyway.
That's a possibility.
They said, if your home is haunted, they say there are a few things you can do. Pay close attention, because there's a test.
Okay.
Whatever you do, do not become fearful.
Oh, guess what?
Negative energy feeds on fear. Okay. That's good.
All right.
So
I got
that, right?
Yeah.
Timing sucks.
Negative energy feeds on fear.
Doing the best I can here.
Okay. Instead, turn all the lights on and laugh a lot. Negative energy hates the laughter.
Negative energy hates the laughter?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So we can get the negative energy out of here just by adding some laughs.
That's true. But hold on, it gets better. They recommend renting old episodes of Seinfeld.
See?
But then
it says,
made
it laugh right
happy
there.
Music can also drive spirits away. They suggest renting musicals like Hello, Dolly.
That's great.
And then my favorite one here, it says, their energy is excellent. Welcome their energy. Didn't it just go through two lines of negative energy?
It sounded like it.
And now it's...
But it could be excellent.
It's excellent negative energy.
Excellent negative energy.
And then cleanse your jewelry in sea salt. You know, the last thing I'm thinking when I'm in somebody's house is that the bad mojo happens to be coming from their ring.
Yeah, that's... So, okay... There's some really gross stuff being said in the chat room right now, and I missed part of the conversation, so I'm not exactly sure what it's all about. So what are you done with, Reap?
Okay. More news.
That's quite a... We got to bring some joy into here first before you do that. So why don't we go into some of those great jokes that you were reading?
I'd rather hear news.
You'd have to get yours. I sent you the link.
Oh, did you? Okay, I'll take a look because we'll have some jokes to raise the positive energy in here. So
actually, go back to the news.
So we're just going to say, thank God the FCC isn't in control. Would you believe in Mount Holly, New Jersey, there is a storefront ghost hunter store?
Oh, right.
What kind of a call is there for a storefront ghost hunter store?
Now, when you say ghost hunter, you're not talking about the TV show, you're talking about the profession.
I'm talking about, like, you can go in there and buy your ghost meter.
Wow.
Okay. You want more news? You got more news. This year is the 10th anniversary of the Blair Witch Project.
10 years, really?
Yep. Wow. And the film's creators are talking about a new sequel.
Oh. Well, after Paranormal Activity, he's
the
doing
plan had
awesome.
Been to make a prequel to the original film to tell the original tale of the Blair Witch, but it turns out that it will continue to be the story from the end.
Excuse me?
It's continuation.
It's continuation.
And this one, well, let me just put it this way. This is dedicated to Phil Plate.
Thank you, Stu, for bringing in some more happiness. I appreciate that. That's nice of you.
Because I figured he was going to be spinning in his grave here real soon over this one.
Okay, you did send me a 404, by the way. Oh, well.
From spaceweather.com. We're talking a legitimate...
Spaceweather.com.
This is the kind of a place that does, like, amateur astronomy.
Right.
Like, legitimate stuff.
Right, right.
The headline, Bigfoot Discovery. NASA's Messenger spacecraft has made a stunning discovery.
Oh, look at Reap. Reap is in the going crazy in the chat room over here.
Bigfoot is an extraterrestrial, and his tracks have been found on Mercury. This is on space.
His tracks have been found on Mercury.
Yep. Messenger took the picture during a flyby of Mercury on September the 29th. The giant paw print. Yeah.
There's a giant paw print on Mercury.
It's a series of craters.
Uh-huh. No, that's a paw print.
Yeah, so they're calling it a paw print.
Yeah.
They don't need to do that. Oh, and...
God.
Let's see, because we like to get yelled at by the locals. I could bring up their name, but it'll show up anyway. The mission statement on a fellow group's page here in town. A licensed and insured group. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Reap is just...
God.
You actually have way too many of your zap points or whatever it is. Got some amazing powers there. I am saving myself. I'm saving myself for Karen Stolz now.
She won't even listen to the show.
Well,
I don't blame her.
I am hard to get. I'm very hard to get. Okay, so we've got, was that Bigfoot, is that what you said?
No.
Who was it that's on Mercury?
Oh, yeah, that's Bigfoot on Bigfoot. No, I said the new mission statement for one of the local groups here.
Oh, yes, yes.
As a licensed and insured group. Licensed in what and insured for what?
Exactly. Yeah, that's, what is the license?
What is the group?
That's our buddies at Pure Paranormal.
Pure Paranormal. Oh, these are the fucknuts in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. Yes. They are brilliant. They have all kinds of claims. Like, they're like the official paranormal investigators for the city and
Colorado
the city of Colorado Springs.
Yeah, but they ain't been in no romance novel.
That's true.
Yeah, the city of Colorado Springs has not heard of them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready for the good one?
They're not in
and this is from our friends over at SciFake.
Okay.
This is good. This is going to go places. Award-winning artist Meatloaf gets dragged into the Taps well of deceit. What happened?
I can't wait to hear what happened.
Yeah. There was a video of an investigation, and Meatloaf leaves his bottle of water sitting on the back of the toilet.
We're talking about Meatloaf. We're not talking about the dinner. We're talking about Bob is what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
gotcha.
The guy. Well, he leaves a water bottle in the bathroom on the toilet.
This is starting to sound like a web of deceit.
Yeah, they pan back, and it's missing. What they didn't bother to show is the window is open, too. So he's trying to be cool about it, and Jason's like, it was the entity that moved it.
Jason has lost his fucking mind.
I don't get it.
Jason, who would never admit that there was a ghost or a place was haunted, is now... Oh, God.
Yeah, here. The scene from the window is shown open, probably a previous
You know, you
shot.
Were just addressed, by the way.
Oh, to what?
You missed it. Flying airplane.
Yeah, it was a flying airplane, but now you can see what it says.
Ah, cool.
So, yeah. Screw you, Baxter, Brian.
Talk to Carol about it.
Yeah, shave your head and we're on. Yep. Yeah, that's the buzz, as Carol will not allow Brian to shave his head, so...
There you go.
She's got a hold of that hair.
The scene where the window is shown open, probably a previous shot and poorly spliced into the scene with Meatloaf. I have been editing video for years now, and it's obvious that Pilgrim Films wanted the audience to believe a ghost moved the water bottle when in fact it was moved by a human being and not an entity. As someone wrote, maybe a staff member. Yeah, exactly. They're blaming it on a staff member.
Well, of course, yeah. And then Jason just plays along.
Look at that bat. Do you see that bat down in the hallway?
Sure, it's a big bat. Look at that. That's interesting, isn't it? Just to look that way instead. Yeah. I'm really disappointed. I mean, you know, there was a time when I thought Jason was a somewhat upstanding guy.
He probably was.
Was is definitely the key word there. And then it just went right on down the tubes. That's just depressing.
I agree with him, though. The guy from SciFake, he actually wrote, he said, if I were Meatloaf, a respected artist, I would be infuriated and I would demand an immediate explanation. After all, I'm doubting an award-winning artist who would knowingly allow himself to become a casualty of this continued bold practice of misleading. So he's basically called out the loaf.
Yeah. Well, I hope Meatloaf does do something about it.
They need to.
I still think he should. I think after Fight Club, he should have changed his name to Bitch Tits Bob. I think we've all had enough of Meatloaf, and it should be Bitch Tits Bob now.
I still like Meatloaf.
I don't know. I'm a little over it. You know, his look has changed, and you know, it seems like he should change his name. But that's just me. But yeah, screw Jason for that kind of behavior.
Good idea, Stu. Breaking news. I keep trying.
Oh, you want some music for that? Hang on. I got to bring up the keyboard here. I don't even know. This is a completely different.
Yeah, it's really breaking now.
Completely. There you go.
All right.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm looking.
Okay, I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to tell it as a longer sentence. That's better. Jeff Peckman. Oh, yeah. I don't like saying Jeff Peckman in here.
Yeah.
Jeff Peckman, who had needed roughly 3,900 signatures.
Using the Metatron technology.
Using the Metatron technology, which we have proven does not work.
You just can't understand it.
Exactly. It's just beyond my understandings. Anyway, he needed 3,900 signatures to get his stupid initiative onto the ballot. He turned in 7,000 signatures.
Metatron technology rocks.
It rocks. Unfortunately.
And that paid service.
Yeah, well, and he paid a service for those, well, all but like 1,500 of those signatures.
Right. Now,
so.
I'm still having a hard time believing that he got 1,500 before he went to that company.
I think he might have.
I don't know. I mean, he had such a hard time getting 400. How was he going to get 1,100 more
and
like
they
that?
Someone,
it's easy.
And so on.
It's easy.
And so
this
on.
Is no. not a friggin' commercial. I don't think
no,
that's
the
good.
The MUFON meeting, the ET meeting.
That everybody thought he was a whack job at.
Well,
nobody liked what
not
he was saying there.
Not everybody thought that.
Well, I did. And that means everybody
that's
did.
Everybody.
Everybody thinks like me.
Well, the city of Denver had until the 29th of last month to go through his 7,000 signatures, and let's not forget that he paid for these people. And
can I break in just for 1 second? I'm really sorry.
What?
But Reap just put up a link, killstupidpeople.net.
I love that site.
Yeah, and I guess there's some opinion about Jeff on there, just so
oh,
everybody
really?
Knows. Yeah.
Oh, then so. I shall go look at
I
that.
I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, just so you guys know. Okay, go ahead, continue, please.
Okay, 7,000 signatures. So almost twice as many signatures as he'd need to get this.
Right.
They recommend somewhere between 10 and 15% overage to be able to get past the people that decided to sign as Mickey Mouse, something like that.
Right. They signed as Mickey Mouse?
You know, like who
you
is
that what they're calling
President
right
Mickey Mouse.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so he was way, way over the slop factor for being able to get this thing onto the ballot. And a couple of days ago, the city of Denver came forward and said that the
Yeah, that's probably a little better.
Ah.
Okay, now say that again.
Okay, a few days ago, the city of Denver came forward and said that the number of signatures is insufficient.
Yay.
He
had
like
so
a 60% failure rate. That's less than chance, huh?
Yeah. That is pretty bad.
So effectively, he paid for bad signatures, which I think is funny. But if he keeps up at the same rate that he is, he's still going to need over 2,000 signatures to get it onto the ballot, and he has less than a month to do it. So,
right.
Do we think he's going to be able to do it?
Oh, yeah. Metatron technology.
Well, yeah, because, you know, the Metatron technology does say that they actually asked for 7,000. Maybe.
No, 5,000.
Was it 5,000?
All right, I'm getting 5, another phone call. Hello.
That's my line.
Hey. We are on the air, yes. No,
no,
you're not,
you're
on,
not
the,
on the
you're
air.
Not quite on the air.
There you are.
Not quite on the air.
Okay. Well, while we're on the air and I have everybody's attention and everybody can use a good joke, can everybody in the chat room hear me?
You know, hang on just for a second, and let me see if I can make that happen.
You're gonna patch her in.
Yeah, we'll see if we
what,
can
does
do
she
this.
Have, like, breaking news or something?
Yeah, I
yes,
guess
she
so.
Does.
I guess so. Breaking news.
Yeah, that's what I said, Rick. 5,000.
From.
You still owe me a dollar.
From Rhonda here.
Either way, that Metatron technology has failed. In fact,
okay.
You know, that's something we need to post in there.
Can you hear me?
About the failing
yeah.
Metatron
okay.
technology?
Yeah, see, there she is. Okay. Okay, you're in.
Okay, so here's the funny thing. Okay, so probably not everybody in the chat room knows that I'm dating this mega hottie who is 9 years younger than me. And he's an MMA fighter, just smoking hot guy, and very sweet. He
by the way, I hate to break in, Rhonda, but Reap just says, hi, and you're hot.
Oh, tell him I said the exact same in return.
I don't have to, you and, just did.
Oh, okay, hey, Reap, you're hot, let's make out. Let's make out plus.
All right, radio
yeah,
so,
this is good stuff here.
Okay, so Keith is out shopping for a rotisserie, whatever. He passes by this thrift store. In the window, like I said, he's my 9-year younger boyfriend. He sees in the window of this thrift store a cheerleading costume, blue and white, and he's all, hey. But it says on the front of it, Cougars. So he bought me this cheerleading uniform that says Cougars. Did it?
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Okay. So he's, yeah. He's like, it's the size of like what a high school girl probably would have, looks like a high school cheerleading uniform, so it would probably fit me. But, right. So anyway, I thought that was really funny.
That's really
date
funny.
Date night with Rhonda.
Yeah, date night with Rhonda. So does he yet know how old you are?
Yes, he does.
Okay, so you admitted it?
And he's okay with that?
Yeah, because I lied by 5 years. And then, remember, you were sitting there when I was talking to him on the phone, and I told him.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
right, that's right.
He's
yeah.
like, oh, I don't care, you're hot. And I'm like, all right, then.
All right.
And then he said, well, that's why you're so complex. And I'm like, well, see, that's what a younger guy would say to a fucking fool like me, is that
we're
I'm complex.
Having Germany come in. But,
yeah, I know. All right. Well, we are done talking to you now, so. Yeah, we're over this. But yeah, that was funny. So anyway, thanks for breaking in on the show, and I'm sure this will become a weekly thing. What?
Who do you got on the show tonight?
We're actually probably going to call Reap here in a little bit if we feel like it.
Okay, my boyfriend, you mean?
Yeah, your other boyfriend, yeah.
My long-distance love affair?
Yes.
Hey, you can do it, so can I.
That's
right.
True. Yeah. Me and Polly and you and Reap.
What?
That works. Dude. So... Sorry. All right. We will talk to you later.
Bye, Rhonda.
Bye. That seemed like a kind of a strange bye. It didn't like actually happen
is
or
Reap
something.
Still in chat room?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Hey Reap, can we call you?
Do we need to call him right now? Don't we have stuff to talk about?
I'm done.
He did his
Well,
news.
Yeah, but we've got what we did over the weekend.
We didn't do that much.
I didn't do nothing.
Well, you didn't do nothing. You were there.
I just donated a person.
Yeah, you donated a person for the evil clown shoot.
I know.
It
he
good.
Enjoyed it.
It was good. Well, I got killed. This will be the third time that I'll have been killed in a movie.
That's what happens when you start that stuff up. You just keep getting killed.
Yeah, but this time I was killed like inter-time dimensionally or something. How would you say that?
Was that the first kill of the day or the second?
Let me explain this. Kill. In the first movie, which we still haven't filmed the death scene,
right?
I guarantee you, it's a kill.
Yeah, it'll be gruesome.
The first time we got killed with the axes, we got killed.
Right. We
this
were killed.
This time, you got fake killed.
I got fake killed. See, what happened is, as a killer clown in the present, I somehow time traveled to a time when there were evil hooded minions, and in this place where there is no space and time, I was murdered. So we're not really sure if I'm actually dead or not. Because I
you
was...
You took a sword to the arm.
Yeah, I did. I took a sword to the place between my arm and my ribs.
And when they stabbed you in the next to the eye...
Yeah. Yeah, so that was all pretty interesting. But, Reap, you are a minister, aren't you? Are you not ordained? We can ordain you if you're not ordained.
Yeah, we can whip out an ordainment.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm pretty sure you are, though. So anyway, yeah, maybe we'll just give Reap a call.
Okay.
See what repercussions there are.
Yeah. I got to hang out with cops all weekend.
And how was that?
Did you see Rick?
I got to meet Eric Estrada. Okay, so that
oh,
was
I'm immortal.
If you don't die within normal time.
See, I don't know who he. I don't know who Matt is. I'm Saint Ringo. I don't know who Matt is.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah, there was a chicken involved, though.
There was a chicken involved. Yeah.
There was a lot of groin stuff going on too.
There was some groin stuff going on.
I don't know why.
Well, because somebody said choke the chicken when they meant chuck the chicken.
Yep.
And so groin stuff ensued.
Same thing.
No.
Oh.
No. So anyway, we'll see what happens here when we.
Well, we might ask
bring Reap into
up
this.
With him being on another network too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, now it's on.
What the fuck? Now, just so everybody knows, I have to give a little disclaimer and warning that there will be profanity.
This is Reap.
There most definitely will be profanity.
Hello, Santa, speak your things.
Yeah.
Reap. It's so
you call
good.
Me, Santa.
It's so good.
Free your soul.
What the fuck? It's so
sorry,
good to have
sorry,
you on the show.
Up?
No, it's good to have you on the show. We're just...
it's great to be on the show. You guys rock.
Well, thanks. No, sweet. Well, it was good talking to you.
You're more than welcome. You're flattered, aren't you? Yes.
I am.
Definitely flattered. Thank you.
I'm definitely flattered.
This weekend, though.
This came from Reaper. Hey, my acting was fucking good this
weekend.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet you make a great fucking clown. Nothing else, you are a clown.
And I did it well. I did it well. I was really good at it.
I think the only good actor.
That was a compliment. You're supposed to say thank you, Minister. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend.
Oh yeah, the demon was.
You're not making a very good saint tonight. You know that.
No, I'm not in the saintly mood, I guess.
Okay, well, you need to break on the saint thing then. But Brian needs to shave his head, and then we're gonna do it.
Again, you're gonna have to go right through Carol on that one.
Yeah, that's true.
That's gonna be a difficult one.
I know. We didn't see Carol either. I'm kind of pissed off about her. I'm mad at her about that.
Yeah, well, she usually doesn't make it down for the shows, but
she works too much. That's her problem, right?
She does. She's a hard worker. But
well, at least does that. So.
We'll make sure next time, though. We'll make sure.
Yeah, totally. This spring, we're going on tour.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, in his famous.
Well, it's I don't know. There's a
RV.
Do you have a name for this RV you're going to rent?
No, I think we're going to call it the bicycle tour so far, unless I can get a sponsor.
A bicycle tour. I think that will be hard to broadcast.
Exactly. Well, let's see. We actually.
Well, it's going to be hard to broadcast. You've got your legs all worked up, though, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
We did try that.
Okay, I'm counting on that, Baxter. So you need to practice. I know you're doing that thing with Rondo where you guys are doing the calisthenics or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Wait, are you doing what do they call those, Pilates?
Yes.
I a little bit. It's
Baxter, I think that's the Pilates thing. That's very cute.
Well, mostly they're boot camp workouts.
What? They're who? What?
Boot camp.
Boot camp workouts. So I can believe Lana could do boot camp workouts totally. The way she busted in her apartment that one show, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a scar on the show.
She's pretty much decided that she's going to, in one way or another, bust into the apartment in the middle of the show, one way or another, from here on out, just to make it a weekly thing. So we can.
I was hoping that she could bust in while we're making out.
Yeah, and it was she was too late, so.
I know, but she was a little too late. But yeah, she's hot though, for the record.
Yeah, I don't think I have bad
taste. How'd you ever get that? How'd you ever find that girl, anyway?
She had a husband that was fatter than me when I met her.
Oh, I was thinking maybe you had more facial hair or something.
No, I didn't have any at that time. But her husband that she had was fatter than me, so I looked good at the time. And then after she got used to how I looked, she just dumped me.
She's hot, Baxter. Damn.
I forgot there is something going on Halloween that we aren't being involved in.
Oh, well, what's Brian's trying to say
something
here.
I can't hear Brian very good, though.
Well, yeah, I don't have the mic near him, so.
There's a thousand.
You shut up for a minute, maybe I can hear him.
Yeah. There's a 1,000-person group mob downtown.
A 1,000-person group mob.
You know, the whole show up and do something?
Uh-huh, okay.
Doing Thriller.
A 1,000
yeah, that's
person.
Right. My cousin,
there's
going to
be a 1,000 person group mob downtown Denver of people doing Thriller. That will be interesting.
Thriller? What the hell's up with that? Michael Jackson's dead.
Well, they're going to resurrect him.
Zombie.
Yeah, they're going to resurrect him.
They're going to resurrect him? Oh, you know what? When is that? Because I'd love to come down for that shit. I wear my makeup.
That's going to be Halloween.
And Halloween? We're going to Reno with Janice Oberling on Halloween, sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool. Janice Rock.
I'm gonna wear a minister outfit, and Polly's gonna wear her Catholic schoolgirl costume.
Nice. I think she should go with a Reagan McNeil.
Everybody should.
Who?
Reagan McNeil, the little girl that got possessed
Reagan
in The Exorcist.
McNeil?
Yes.
Oh, the girl got possessed in The Exorcist? Yeah, that might work. I'm gonna have to go with that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Baxter. You are worth it. This conversation is paying off. Thank you. I'm gonna answer my phone, but I'm glad I did now.
Good. You know what Brian and I are going to go as?
I couldn't even guess. You got to be a clown.
Well, we're going to go as priests in kilts.
I can believe that Brian is a priest in a kilt, but you got to go as a clown.
I'm done with the clown thing.
I just opened a pack of cigarettes and broke the first fucking one I pulled out.
That's to tell you, clown idea sucks.
Baxter, so, you know what, I'll give you that.
Your sainthood is showing. What's that?
Your sainthood is showing.
Yes, it is now. And we need to ask you, what is the fuck with this supernatural paranormal network or whatever it is?
The supernatural radio network?
Yeah.
We're trying to decide what we want to do with them. They're actually playing... I'll do a little plug. Can I do a plug? Or are you going to kick me off and hang up on me?
Yeah, we'll probably find out.
Okay. I do Reach the Radio, Tuesday to 3 p.m. Pacific. If I say it fast enough, you can hang up on me, you son of a bitch.
Click.
Anyways, we do Reach the Radio every Tuesday. And I produce the Ghost Divas show on Wednesday nights. The Ghost Divas are awesome. We're going to take a tour with them, I hope. Does somebody have a fucking lighter? Sorry.
Yeah, that's going
to
do good.
And
that's
Steve
a good idea, Steve
Havilland, who runs the Supernatural Network, he wants to, he actually hosts the Ghost Divas show. I host it from my living room. But he runs Supernatural Network, and he wants to run the Ghost Divas show. And I've been trying to, hope he's not listening, trying to steal the Ghost Divas from him. Because he's not promoting them. Right. And I think that your show and my show and the Ghost Divas are all on the same page. We have a greater understanding of things. Let me put it that way.
Right.
We have a better vision. That Michael Shermer and James Randi, I think, in my opinion, nobody ripped me on this, but this is my opinion, are extremists on the skeptical side.
I agree. I'm with you completely.
Thank you. And I think that the light and love believers on the paranormal are on the other side of the... They're both extremists. I mean,
right.
You've got both sides, paranormal. And I think that your show and my show and the Ghost Divas all find a middle ground where who the fuck is smart enough to think they know everything? Who's that cocky?
Yeah, well, you know,
I mean?
This is actually a subject that I was going to talk about a little bit after we hung up with you. So,
I'm
glad I could segue for you.
Yeah, it's a really good segue. And so listen, and we're probably exactly on the exact same page. Exactly, I'm thinking possibly.
I think we
exactly.
Are.
So,
and goddamn, Baxter, you kids so freaking good. How could we not think alike?
That's true. I think that with the saliva that we exchanged has made us blood brothers.
It has made us blood brothers in a way. I don't know if the Native Americans would exactly be happy about our exchange, but you know what? Screw them. They're dead. We'll go with it.
Yeah. But yeah, I've got a few things to say about a lot of the people in the skeptic community, and I don't think a lot of them are going to like what I have to say. But
no, they won't, Baxter. Trust me, they won't. Because I was in Para-X the other night.
Uh huh.
Oof, I got my ass kicked in the Para-X chat. I said something about James Randi and Shermer being skeptics. I haven't talked to James Randi. I've talked to Shermer.
Uh-huh.
And he's a cocky son of a bitch. I mean, he's
really
got a lot
is.
Of knowledge. I actually watched him speak in person, and he puts out a great presentation, but he's a cocky bastard. And you know what? Shermer, you don't know everything either, brother. You know what I mean? I mean, I love
right.
him, but damn, I think his knowledge is more based in truth. And the love and light believers, you know.
Right.
Oh, you saw an orb? Oh, I saw an orb too. Was in my bathroom while I took a leak, you know, that kind of shit.
Right.
That's a little shit. I think Shermer's more based in science. I think science and religion, I'll say this now before you cut me off. Science and religion will merge at one point in the future, whether people like it or not.
That scares the fuck out of me.
No, I think it'll happen.
Well,
we don't have any choice.
I don't know.
Science is true.
Tell me about this. Explain yourself here, because this is an interesting concept that I completely think you're full of shit on. But.
Okay. None of us are bright enough to think, we're not here for no reason. I mean, this didn't happen by accident. The chances are, it's like playing a lottery. I don't win at the fucking lottery. You know what I mean?
Right.
For us to be here on Earth, for there to be other planets in the solar system which can support life, and they probably do, not life as we know it, but some type of life.
Right.
You know what I mean? For that to happen is not a roll of the dice. I mean, wake the fuck up. You know what I mean? And for us to think that we're just by chance is just, it's egotistical, and it's stupid. And science actually has truth, where we can see things. I'm 40 fucking years old. I know what I know. You know, I've talked to people. I've talked to thousands of people. It's my job and whatnot. And for us to think that we know everything is too cocky, and for us to think that it's all spiritual or magical, stupid. And I think the two will merge. I think that where science will show us the truth, where maybe even as humans we can't realize it ourselves, maybe we're not able to as humans, but on some level, we're not here for no reason. And I can tell you things that have happened in my life in the last 3 or 4 months, along with my co-host, Polly, that are just weird and strange, and have proven to me that there is something more for us going on. We have a greater duty. How you doing? I'm great, thank you. I've already seen hi to my neighbor. We have a greater reason for being here.
Well, something weird has happened to you. I will not debate that with you. Something weird has happened to you because you've turned into this guy that now suddenly is saying hi to his neighbor.
he said it with a gun.
If you, brother, if you only knew the stories I had to tell, you got to listen to Reach the Radio. Not to push my show, but just because if you say hi to your neighbor, they say hi to you back.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? They don't want, people don't want to be individualists. They don't want to be isolated. They don't want to be cold. Living in the big city, as I do in the Bay Area, you know?
Right.
There's a lot of animosity. People just kind of like leery of each other, especially with the ethnic diversity we have here. Oh, we have a lot of East Indian people here and white people and black people and everything.
Right.
And I bet you, when you say hi to people, they say hi back to you. When I'm driving down the road and I say hello to somebody, 99 times out of 100, they'll say hello back. Or smile or wave or something.
Right.
And they wave. They don't use
And anybody out there listening, just try it. And if it doesn't work, email me, and I'll argue the point on air and walk around with my phone and say hello to people. Hello, sir. How are you doing tonight? Good. Thank you. Point in case.
Okay.
None of my neighbors, they shoot me.
Yeah.
I know you think I'm crazy, but it works. Try it.
Okay. I think what we're going to do. I think what we're going to do is listen in, because I think we're going to take what you've given us here and we're going to run with it for a little bit, and
okay, please do, and
see what you think, and
I'll listen in.
Yeah,
and go ahead.
I think we need to make this a habit to give you a call and have your opinion.
I would be more than happy to do so because you kiss so goddamn good, and I gotta convince Brian to shave his head.
Yeah, well, it's not Brian you'll have to convince, I'm telling you.
I convinced myself a long
but
time.
For the record, Nitor, you're all good, sweetheart. We love you the way you are.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. We love meeting you, too. I know you don't get enough kudos, but we love you.
No head shaving needed.
Yeah, you don't even need to shave
your
head.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, good. And I know
she's all good, but we'll tell her anyway. So good.
All right, Reap, we absolutely love you, and we'll talk with you very soon.
Okay,
thanks for being around today. Have a talk.
I can't wait for this summer, brother. We're going to have a great time.
I'll be unemployed, so I'll have time.
It's going to be fun.
It will be a blast.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bro.
Bye.
Okay. Good night, Morning Radio. I love you.
Love you.
Oh, you know, do you still have Lloyd Kaufman interview, I hope?
Yeah.
You really need to pull the sound clip from that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah,
right. As a promo.
Yeah, it'll be a good promo.
Because Lloyd did so wonderful.
All right, let's continue with the subject. Something I really want to address. First off, how he was talking about Randy and Shermer being kind of extremists and stuff. I feel that what he was trying to get across was not that they're extremist per se, but that they are on the far side, you know, which I guess is an extremist, but extremist sounds so extreme, you know, you just
sounds like they're gonna blow something up.
Yeah, like they're gonna run around with dynamite or something. But the thing is, they're in many cases, and more so with Shermer than Randy, because Randy's got a lot of wisdom, you know, behind him. But Shermer and many, many skeptics, and I think that even though Reed is also guilty of this, I think that Reed is also going to agree with me on this.
He's in there, you know.
That, yeah, he is. that he'll agree with me that so many skeptics feel like when they've said this stuff once, that's all. Then the battle's been won. You know, the battle has been won. This particular case with ghosts, well, here's what really happened. Okay, case closed. The moon landing faked? No, here's why it isn't. Okay, case closed. So the battle's been won, and anybody who questions it after that is stupid because they've already won this discussion. No need to bring it up again, and they get irritated when they do bring it up again. The bottom line is what we are as skeptics is we are teachers, and we have to continue to teach what the possibilities are. You know, we're here to teach possibilities, we're not here to teach that because I said so, this is the way it is. You know, each new person that comes along, we need to re-teach them. We need to teach them. Yes, Reed says skepticism is an enduring battle. And he's absolutely right. We have to continue with it, and we have to realize, just like science, that we evolve and we change and we find out that we're not always right and we grow. That's the whole thing. I said evolve.
No, so I'm the creationist. We grow.
why are you stuck on that?
Because I think underneath it there's an assumption that there's positive movement. I don't know that there's always a positive movement.
That's the problem, and that's exactly what we mean, is that there isn't always positive movement.
No, but you said we grow, which...
Well, that is, as real skeptics, that's what we should be doing. You know, we should be always moving forward, and you know, the only time we really seem to grow is when science grows, and then we're stuck right there, tethered to it, acting like it was like that all the time, you know, and we've, I don't know. Now, Randy and Shermer may both be open to new evidence, but try to have a conversation with Shermer sometime, you know, and be opposed to him, and you'll find out how open he is. He's not so open, you know. Reed is saying that Randy and Shermer are both open to new evidence. They're open to new evidence. They're not open to new discussion.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. Just like you were saying, you know, we'll take the orbs for example.
Mm-hmm.
We know orbs aren't ghosts,
right?
Aliens,
right?
Probes from another dimension. All this nonsense,
right?
But we know that, and how long have we been pounding the streets talking about this?
Oh, forever.
10 years?
But, I mean, even with that, we have to be careful. But go ahead.
But the problem is, did we say it once and then go, we know that, and just leave it alone? No. Every time we go out, we do the same thing over and over and over, because you got to pound it into their heads. We haven't won.
Right, right. Yeah, it's an enduring battle. But the problem is we even have to consider the fact that there may one day be an orb that we can't explain.
Right.
That could be a ghost.
But why when somebody says, can I send you a picture and you look at it? Sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, then maybe what should be said is orbs have not been proven to be ghosts.
Yes.
Then you're not stuck in that.
No, you're right. You're right. Absolutely right. I think that's a very good phrase to change it to.
Now you sound like Michael Shermer. Okay. But
yeah,
that's all
we are like Michael Shermer on the orb issue. I admit it. We are very cynical, and we shouldn't be.
And Chris Moon.
And well,
you're like that
no,
too.
No, Chris Moon is a fucknut, and I'm positive. There is proof.
All
there is evidence. This is scientifically documented that Chris Moon is a fucknut. There's no debate.
Everybody has their sticking points.
Right. No, that's true. That's true. Just like we were talking before, Phil Plait with the moon landing thing.
Yep.
He doesn't want to hear about ghosts, but you say something about the moon landing, and he's right there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
you say something
if
about Uri Geller to or Sylvia Brown to James Randi. Boom, he's right there.
Decides that Pluto needs to be a planet again. He goes off the edge.
Right. Right. Exactly. So yeah, we do all have our own. What is Reed saying?
Is Reed arguing with somebody?
Even if you cannot explain the orb, it doesn't mean it's a ghost. That's an argument from ignorance. What? What we're saying is that we may one day get an orb that is proven to be a ghost.
Right.
We're not saying not an orb
point,
we can't explain.
At this point, orbs have not been proven to be ghosts.
Exactly.
And you can say that and be very comfortable saying that, but if you say orbs are not ghosts, then you're arguing the same way I think Michael Shermer and the rest argue.
Well, yes, no, you're right.
With
you're
an
right.
absolute. And
you are right. We are guilty also. We are.
And it comes from James Randi, was his Santa Claus talk about how...
Much he looks like Santa Claus?
Right, no, about how reindeer fly.
Uh-huh.
He says, you know, there's all these stories from, you know, usually the kids about the flying reindeer at Christmas. He says, can I prove that reindeer can't fly? He says, no, I can take a bunch of reindeer up to the top of a building and push them off. And I've proven statistically that those ones that I pushed off the building can't fly.
Can't fly, exactly.
But that doesn't prove all of them can't fly, just those. I mean, that's Randi himself.
So. Right, right. And as I say, Randy's got a lot more wisdom.
Outlook.
He's got a lot more wisdom behind him, I think. But the thing is you know, when we're accusing Shermer of things, I think that it does need to be said that we are guilty of the same thing. You know, but I think Shermer is a better poster boy for it.
I just think that there's fatigue. When you get up to Shermer's
fatigue.
So he's not even going to bother
getting
into a real
Joe Nickel,
educational...
Same way.
Right.
Right. Exactly. It's absolutely.
So I don't see anything wrong with reminding them that they're skipping.
Well, exactly.
And they're just going to the absolute position.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't feel quite as passionate that they're just ignoring and that they're so set.
Well, I would say.
But I do think that there is a laziness that can happen, and I do think it happens with fatigue.
And I think that taking a very kind view, and it's very appreciated because you are being very kind to them. And by knee jerk, we are being lazy, just like they are in attacking them. And I think you're absolutely right.
I know. I just took all the drama out. Sorry.
Yeah. So Notor's pretty much fucked up all of the excitement in this show.
Actually,
now
I do have some fun.
Okay, because I was going to move on to the next point there, but go ahead.
I have just discovered the Robbie Thomas 2009 predictions.
Oh.
And we're almost over. Are you ready for these?
Oh, yes, we need these.
Yeah, we need these. We need these.
Okay, we're talking things that are supposed to be going on right now.
All right.
And, of course, that's when the window opens on me, so I can't get to it.
What is your Mac doing?
Because what we need to do next... Okay. Is talk about the science and religion thing that Reap brought up. So that's next.
Here's the Robbie Thomas predictions of world events. Director Fidel Castro becomes very ill and will pass within the year. So he's got 90 days. Cuba leans more towards the United States when Fidel's brother takes more command and wants a free democracy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that happened. Russia will sidestep the United States in this area for Cuba while planning much more on the front of the polar area for oil research as well as that of South America. Now, this one's good. Tensions will rise extremely in the Middle East. That's the only one he got. But
yeah, how could he have possibly have guessed that?
Israel lands the first blow to Iran this year, which... brings out about war again in the region with Syria, Iran, and Al-Qaeda and Hamas and other Arab states. Where's this war?
Well, I'd like to know how Al-Qaeda is considered an Arab state.
But that's true. It's a renegade group.
Right.
Okay, or this is one of my favorite ones. I'll skip down to the last here. Oil takes an about face and starts... up that high range that once hits $200 a barrel. It's dropping.
Yeah.
Gas went down 17 cents a gallon, I think, for no reason whatsoever.
Right, yeah.
They're holding back the reserves at this point because they want the price to go up again.
Yeah, that's...
So, once again, Robbie Thomas scores a big
goose egg
because he called... tension in the Middle East.
Right, which was tension when he made the friggin' prediction.
Oh, but see, he's using the color chart.
Oh, okay, so
it was
pink and now it's mauve or something.
Exactly,
or
puce. It's gone to puce.
Puce.
People watch out.
Puce makes me want to run to the bathroom or something. Anyway, okay
here,
so...
You want to throw up?
No.
Okay, then I won't.
Hey, I like Guy Incognito's prediction.
Please join me for the sixth in our series of spiritual dowsing experiential webinars.
Who is that?
Somebody in Boulder.
Somebody in Boulder's having a webinar?
This is an opportunity to feel the benefits of spiritual healing through dowsing.
Oh, thank God.
I guess if you were using the Egyptian... healing sticks or whatever they're called.
Oh yeah. That should work. I'm pretty sure. All right, now let's get back to this science and religion debate. I appreciate Reba.
The acid and water speech.
Now, I have to say, watching Reap these past few weeks, I have seen an odd change in him, and it's really pretty cool.
You know what caused it?
Alcohol.
No, the world's largest cross.
Oh yeah, and he was hanging out under the world's largest cross. I think you're probably right.
Why are you staring at your phone?
Because Tim wants to know if Thursday is possible for rehearsal.
Oh.
No, it is not.
Now, did you hear about, speaking of crosses, there is a cross on a piece of federal land that's a monument to, been there since like the 50s, but it was a veterans memorial.
I was just going to ask.
And somebody filed suit against it, so now they've got a big... plywood box built around it so you can't see the cross.
That's a very interesting point. Like,
yeah. Oh, she discovered. Yeah.
No, I was trying to find it, but I couldn't. So I was going to give it to the people.
All right. So anyway.
Give it to the people.
I can't find it.
Darknessradio.com.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
I want to give them a
prize. I have to say that, you know, I think it's beautiful that Reap has found meaning in all kinds of things. And he, you know, is deciding where he wants to attribute that meaning and everything. And I think that's a great, and I think it's had a great positive effect on him. I am not prepared myself to attribute the same kind of meaning to saying hi to someone and they say them saying hi back. I have to say that I
they don't like me usually.
Well, the thing is I don't think that religion and science are coming together in any way. I don't think they ever have. I think the only time science and religion come together is when religion tries to change because of science discoveries. Like, suddenly it's okay that there were dinosaurs.
No,
suddenly that there's, you know, because science makes a discovery, religion starts changing for it.
That's current. Before, religion and science were much closer because there was no science.
Exactly. Exactly. There's going to be one or the other. The more science there is, the less religion there is. That's the way it always is. The more religion there is, the less science there is.
Well, if that's you mean religion balance. With only, like, a deity, I bet you people are going to be turning science into religion. I mean, you have people who are already saying that.
So you're saying spirituality, then?
No, what I'm saying is magic thought.
Which is spirituality.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty
okay,
much. I mean,
so
you're
magic
just...
thought is that science is going to solve the fact that we have 7 billion people on the planet coming up soon. And we don't have the infrastructure or the food and the water resources to really handle.
So you're talking
that.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
No, what I'm saying is that people have this magical belief that science is always going to be able to match our needs.
Which is necessity is the mother of invention. That's the same thing.
Could be.
So, and that's and granted, I think that that belief to an extent is true because that's pretty good, Reed. I think to an extent that is true because it's always been kind of proven that, you know, that when we really need something, science comes through for us. You know, when somebody invents something.
Well, we have 2/3 of the world going hungry and stuff, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
you know, I have to debate that 2/3 of the world going hungry and yet our population's going through the roof.
That's because being hungry doesn't stop you from having sex.
Yeah, but it should stop you from living.
No, not long enough to have sex.
Hold on, you know why?
I don't believe that.
Okay, let me explain natural processes to you, and this is going to get me yelled at by somebody out there. Sam Kennison said it in a much better way than I did, but when you got a bunch of people on the other end of the world living in the desert and you ship them money, guess what they're going to be living in 10 years?
Sand.
In the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Right.
And we just keep shipping them money and shipping them food.
And the government takes
reproducing.
It.
Reproducing.
Mm-hmm.
We have actually so made such a difference with children dying with diarrheal disease and other things like that that it's tipping the factor into people living long enough to have more kids. And that's just...
That's bad.
I don't know. I don't think it's 2/3 of the world, though. That just seems like a very huge, huge, huge,
that's because when all you do huge
is number.
It is.
Yeah, I got a lot of kids.
Well, I still don't believe it because look at the Mormons here in America. They got a hell of a lot of kids.
But they're in America and they look at their stockpile of food.
Right.
Because they got all those kids, they got a stockpile of food.
Right, right. And that's what I'm saying. There's a whole fuckload of Mormons.
You live in the desert.
Right. So I'm still not getting the 2/3.
I
bring out some numbers for me because that 2/3 is way too many. That is way too big. I don't believe that. I mean, I believe that there is a large number of people starving.
No, I didn't say starving. I said
going hungry.
So that means that they don't have food security, right? So they don't have regular...
Yeah, I'll buy that because even the homeless here have that.
But, exactly.
Right.
So I didn't say starving.
He has that. I have that.
Right. But I don't call that going hungry.
That's because you're not really going hungry.
Well, going hungry is starving, in my opinion.
Right. Going hungry, when you're looking at world population, when you're looking at food resources, means that they don't have food security, meaning that they probably aren't eating the minimum every day.
Uh-huh.
So they have a lot of malnutrition. They have a lot of those other diseases.
So it's like when your mom says, you're going hungry tonight.
No, it's not.
No. Wait. I'm talking about the term. No. Going hungry.
I'm talking about the term.
So it's not like they won't eat tomorrow, but tonight they're not eating.
Actually, it could be.
No, I agree.
I'll pull it up.
Are you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm not nitpicking today and tomorrow. I'm talking about the term. Starving means you are going to die.
Yeah.
There's no more food
and
you're
going to...
Okay, well, then they're starving.
No.
Notort, now shut up for a second and listen to me. Listen. Stop looking at your screen and listen to me. Okay, now I'm trying to differentiate these terms that you're throwing at me.
All I said was going hungry.
No. Okay, that's all you said, but we still haven't defined it. So let me make it clear. I don't want you to look it up. I'm trying to tell it to you so you can tell me if I've got the right idea.
Okay.
You giving me more words is not going to help. So let me tell it back to you.
Okay.
Now, starving means you're going to die. You're not getting any more food. You're starving. Okay? Is that agreed upon? Is that agreed upon?
You're giving me terms, so
and
go
I'm
ahead.
Asking you a fucking question now. That's why I started with an is.
I thought you were giving me a term.
Is that agreed upon?
Starving.
Yes, that starving means no more food, you're going to die. No more food.
I don't know.
Then why are we having an argument where we haven't even defined terms?
Okay, I got a question.
Because you're on a term I'm not on.
I think...
I brought the term into it because I thought it was the same as going hungry.
No.
And you're telling me it's not. So
yeah.
I'm trying to define the fucking term so we can have a discussion.
Now, I got a technical question here. Let's say 2/3 of the world is being supported by some other means other than their own...
production.
Their own income, their own...
Mm-hmm.
Is that good or is that bad? Should we stop it because then it tilts it back to where it should be? Do we let them die because that's the natural order?
I think the difference is you're letting them die sooner if you stop the support.
No, you're killing them off if you... Not that I'm against that completely, but... just felt a swastika grow on my shoulder or something.
Okay, so...
Starvation is a severe reduction in vitamin, nutrient, and energy intake. Most extreme form of malnutrition. Humans prolonged starvation can cause permanent organ damage.
Yeah.
Citation needed. Other words, Wikipedia.
Yep.
So the thing is that Wikipedia? Starvation to me sounds like going hungry.
What you just have to define, the word means either you're hungry or you're going to die. There, you got.
That's what I'm trying to decide.
But that can be...
You're saying that going hungry means there's no food security. Now, I can live with that. Right. So the difference is...
That's the homeless guy sitting on the street. You know, is he going to get a dollar tomorrow and go grab himself some bread, or is he going to go hungry for the night?
Right.
Now, I can go with that. On the other hand, unless you use it in the sarcastic, I'm starving, let's go get something to eat mode.
Which I'm not.
Starving is...
Yak and Yeti.
You're going to bloat and die.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
You get bigger when you...
No, you just... your belly gets bigger.
Well,
you don't get bigger.
Well, you distend because of the flies.
Yes. So it is... Okay, so... But that's what I want to find out. Now, if you're talking about the number of people that just don't have food security... I could see that would maybe be...
There's more than 2/3.
I don't know if there's more than 2/3
in
the world.
Think about this, though. Most of the third world populations have more people.
Right. But even most of the third world populations aren't in that drastic of a situation. There's a good percentage of those third world populations that are.
Me neither. I don't know why either, Rick.
Because you brought it up.
I didn't say it stayed there.
It's Notor's fault.
Yeah, it is. It's Notor. She's the one who derailed
because
the whole fucking thing before, too.
Because she told me I couldn't say orbs aren't ghosts anymore.
Yeah. So this is the kind of punishment you get when this happens.
Well, I think you need to get off of it.
Well, and Aaron Reap says we're on it because it matters.
Not to me. I got food. I got
what was about the guy, I can never remember his name, the guy that just died that did that fantastic engineering with wheat.
Yeah, hold on, I got his name.
You know, now I think that is another...
The reason we got on it was only because I was
saying
about a utopian idea that science will address everything.
Right.
Science is magically going to give us the answers and the solutions.
Right.
And what I'm saying is that's magical thinking. And I see that on the skeptic and... the non-religious side.
Okay.
And so that's why I think, you will end up getting a science religion, because you have people who are already now thinking with magical thought that science is going to fix
yeah,
and answer everything,
got a Norman
like
Borlaug.
Some mana from heaven.
Thank you, Reed.
Just
thank you, Reed.
Fix everything.
Science isn't magic to you,
people
Reed.
Think science
but there's
is
a few
magic,
people.
Though.
There's a few people that do think that, and I'm glad that.
I'm not burning straw men. I don't even have a
lighter.
Yeah.
You know, it's yeah, and I can see what you mean that there are people that certainly go that route, and that's why we have Viagra. I don't know about you, but I got some tomatoes the size of basketballs, and it's because of the Viagra. But no, I can certainly see science doesn't kill people. Gotta love the chat room. Science doesn't kill people; people do. But no, I mean there are people out there that put faith in science like it is a religion when it's not. Science is a process. It's you know, it's and you know, I would say thank God for it, but then that doesn't make sense. So I
well,
won't
you
do
could
that.
Say that.
I could say it, mm-hmm. But. Oh, you'd be surprised what I can feed on my tomatoes, buddy.
Well, that's science true. Is augmenting your powers.
Yeah, I just can't feed anybody in Arizona, apparently, so that's all. But
I don't think y'all should be letting me talk.
No, I think that this has been actually quite stimulating myself. And I'm not just talking about my tomatoes.
Science created zombies. No, voodoo created zombies. Where's Reed getting his information from?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on which kind of zombies.
That's true. If you're talking about the rage-infected monkeys, then we're talking science.
Yeah, if you're talking the mad cow disease that they got in Zombieland.
Right.
Right.
But if you're talking about Night of the Living Dorks, you're talking voodoo.
That's true.
Right.
So, yeah.
What was the line that she said?
Oh, God, I don't even remember. I got to pull that movie out again.
At the beginning of the movie when, like, she busted through the door and killed the zombie.
Night of the Living Dorks. You guys have to see this amazing zombie movie. It is, I believe, a German creation. And everything the Germans have done has been fantastic. So I think
really
everybody...
Mileage.
Yes, you should totally see this movie. Reap, thank you for stimulating some interesting conversation. Nator, thank you for taking it even further. I think this was a fun show. I don't care what anybody says. I really enjoyed it.
Died of cancer.
Some more of that magical thinking.
This is magical thinking.
Wow.
Still, I didn't get any good suggestions for a costume.
28 Day Zombies, science. Yes, those the 28 Day Zombies, those are rage-infected monkeys.
I like this about Norman Borlaug.
Okay.
Says, he was a giant of scientific and technological revolution through the 20th century. He probably saved more lives than the more famous names behind polio vaccines or DNA. He ended famine in most of the world. There's only a third of the world that's dying because of... Oh, no.
very nice.
Let's see. Devised an ingenious system to accelerate the breeding of disease-resistant wheat and beet stem rust. And didn't he also build a rice that was like high in
launcher?
B12?
A rice launcher?
Yeah.
Is that like a sheep launcher?
No, those are much more fun.
What are the World War Z zombies? Anybody know?
I've never heard of such
a
thing.
No, I don't remember.
Okay. Well, because Guy Incognito is asking if those are science or voodoo. Loser. Oh, yeah. That is German or for Night of the Living Dorks.
You really need to see that. It's wonderful.
The best movie. It did win the
ever.
Academy Award for best movie ever. Yeah, actually,
right.
It did. So, highly recommend it.
We
Reed.
Find a whole bunch of movies like that. Just do a zombie night.
Right. Well, I'm thinking Reed needs to host a movie hole. We can bring that one. He will never forgive us.
Do we have a version of that that's worthy of a big screen?
I think so.
Because I had like an iPod version
of it.
Should
we also tell people about upcoming events?
I got a DVD of it. We have upcoming events out the wazoo. Brian, you've got the list over there.
Yeah.
Let's kind of go through them. We've got a walking tour in Boulder.
I can do this on the top of my head.
Okay, do it. This is great. I'm so excited. Wait a minute. I got to...
Hurry up.
Wait.
Give me the date.
I've got there's got to be some music here.
14th.
Okay, 14th.
Okay, the 14th or possibly the 15th. We aren't too sure when it's going to air. Channel 4 live or possibly recorded from the Yak and Yeti in the morning.
Channel 4 in Denver, for those of you that are local.
KCNC.com. Followed by a week from this Friday will be the walking tour of the Boulder campus. We don't have a clue what we're talking about.
Yes, it'll be a scary, scary, scary walking tour of the Boulder campus.
Followed by the next day. That's the next day? That's kind of a private party, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, followed by the next day, we're doing a private gig. Followed by the following weekend, and now I've got to pull up my calendar.
Next week's show, we can say right now, next week's show is going to be...
Death Clock.
So those of you who happen to watch Adult Swim and know what Metalocalypse is, it's D-E-T-H.
I got that part.
C-L-O-K. The Adult Swim show, Metalocalypse, we will be having Death Clock. Actually, it's K-L-O-K, I'm sorry.
Okay, 16th, Ghost Walk. 17th.
Oh, this will be horrifying, Reed. Don't worry.
Lecture at CU.
17th.
Morning radio. 23rd. Live from the Bemis Library in Littleton, Colorado.
Oh, yeah, Bemis.
Yes, I will be doing the voice of Murderface, I believe.
26th. Morning radio. 29th. Live from the Yak and Yeti and the KHOW Morning Show.
Not Deathcock. Oh, for God's sakes, Reed.
Let's see. Then on the 30th, we will be live. Kind of, because we'll have been up all night the night before. At the Brook Forest.
The Brook Forest Inn. Telling some spooky ghost stories.
Followed by the 31st, Back to the Yak. That's a new song.
Back to the Yak. Yep, I am ready for that.
And then Collapse.
I can't get the sounds right anymore.
Because that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So far, we have 12 events scheduled in a week, 2.5 weeks.
Got to be yawning already. That's going to be very interesting. So actually, this Saturday, we will be going to see Death Clock playing, and Mastodon will be also be playing, for those of you that know who they are.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun. I think we're going to have a really good time, and it'll be a blast. So, Boyles has lost my favor, too. I don't know why I'm doing the show, to be honest.
Because we're getting free advertising.
We're getting free advertising, that's why.
So that makes us media whores.
I have no problem with that. I mean, I don't go out looking for it, but I would say that when it's offered, I take it. So, what are you going to do? All right, I think we should let these people go do their fine stuff.
I got to go cruise in my... new piece of car.
Oh, that's yeah. Brian got a new car. More news. Brian got a new car.
I'm styling
it's
around
nice
in a wagon.
Well, it doesn't look like a wagon,
it's
so
nice.
That's pretty nice.
It's a nice car.
It's nice.
It's a Malibu.
Brian is broke.
A golden Malibu.
Yeah.
6 years of broke.
It's champagne golden.
Yeah.
Donations can be sent to Brian at RockyMountainParanormal.com's PayPal account.
Very nice. All right. So, everybody... enjoy your week. We will see you back here, same time, same bat channel, and we'll have some Death Clock interview. So, and that'll all be fun. And then you know we can. And you're not gonna be making it for that, are you?
I'm not here.
You're not here. All
and right. I'm not there.
All right.
We're gonna be playing Death
Apparently
Clock.
Apparently, it costs money.
All right, that it does. All right. Good night, everybody. We love you dearly, and we're gonna now play Notor's favorite song.
Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them, but now I believe them. Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them, but now I believe them. Everybody's stupid, everybody's stupid, everybody's stupid about me. Oh, somebody told me that you were so stupid.